We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Hi, Jocelyn.
Hi.
I can't wait to hear your story. Where did you guys meet?
Okay, so I used to go to, I graduated from Gann University in Erie, Pennsylvania. And when I was an athlete there, at the time, we weren't supposed to be together, but he was my athletic trainer. So it was a secret that we were together for, 5 months.
Right. Just needed a lot of rehab. Yes.
Yes. I don't even know if my coach knows to this day, old coach. Probably. She probably sees the pictures now.
Oh, wow.
But, yeah, we met through college.
Okay.
That happens.
Yeah, through college. Janelle, how did you guys meet?
I just want to say a quick shout out to Jocelyn, who's my neighbor.
Oh,
that's awesome.
Sweet.
Amazing. But, so you know
anyway,
her boyfriend?
I met my boyfriend on Tinder, actually.
Okay. And so
we've been dating for 2 years now.
I know so many people that were on Tinder. And that were you on Tinder to meet somebody or just to meet somebody?
I was on Tinder to have a relationship, which is not what you go on Tinder now for, per se, but back in the day, it was a little bit better.
How far back in the day are we talking about? How many years ago or how many months ago or weeks?
About 2 years ago.
Okay, two years ago.
Yeah. I know
it was still that then.
I know a girl who met the most successful person here in Western New York on Tinder.
All right.
Yeah. But then sometimes you meet others on Tinder. Caitlin, you're on Kiss 98.5. How did you meet him? Or her?
Hi.
So,
actually, it's similar to the first story, but this is about 10 years ago now. We're married. We met swimming in college. And the ironic part was, neither of us were really, meant to be there. He was swimming at a D1 school for a couple years beforehand and ended up transferring back home to Buffalo. And I was just going to go to college and focus on studying, and then I ended up joining the team.
Mm-hmm.
And then we ended up dating for a while on and off, and then hit it off and got married, and now we're going to have a baby. So it's the
time to get there. Oh, that's amazing.
There's got to be something unique about having a relationship start when you're both in Speedos.
Oh, yeah. Yes. Those tight suits. You know, nothing gets past those tight suits.
Yeah, nothing does get past. Mallory, you're on Kiss 98.5. How did you guys meet?
Hi. We actually met in high school. At the time, I was dating someone who was best friends with my now fiance.
Okay, so you were dating somebody who was best friends with your now fiance. Okay, wow.
Yes.
Okay.
Yes.
Are they still friends?
No.
Okay. How? So
we don't talk to the ex anymore.
Okay. So how did the switch happen?
So the ex was actually cheating on me. You know, we were young in high school.
Oh, so you had an out? Okay.
Yes. The girl that he was cheating on me with is now my best friend. She will be the maid of honor in my wedding.
Wow.
I think I've seen this show on MTV.
It is crazy.
Yeah.
So how much time did you put between you break up with your boyfriend that's cheating on you and then you start dating his friend? Because that crosses a lot of zones and you got to put a little space.
Or were you already dating and then?
Well, I'm saying how much time before they
official?
Okay.
Yeah, it was a unique situation. So he actually went away to the military. So, you know, me and his best friend became closer, and he was there for me through all of the, you know, the cheating and everything. So, but it was about officially dating. It was probably a couple of years, but we just got engaged in November. So,
hey, you know what?
Congratulations.
Everyone's got
Thank
a different
you.
Path. Yeah, I'm happy for you. That sounds great. Erin, you're on Kiss 98.5, 644-9850. How did you guys meet?
I was 14 and he was 16, and we met right after a field trip in high school. And we came back from the field trip and we all went back to the same class, and where the girls had to sit in front of the boys in the class on the desk, and I was assigned to sit at his desk. And we actually stayed friends throughout high school, and we started dating the year after we graduated, and we've been together since.
Field trip. Was it Museum of Science, Corning Glass Museum?
It was actually to NCCC to tour the school about going to college.
Yeah. Nice.
Oh. I'm now 36 and he's 38 and we have a 13-year-old daughter and an 11-year-old son.
Oh, that's a bit. Was it one of those tours where you go see a bunch of different schools on a Saturday?
No. Well, it was, to go to a couple different schools, but it was during the school Tuesday.
Oh, that's cool. Thanks for calling. Great story. 644-9850. Just throwing it out there, asking how did you guys meet? Because I think a lot of people are like, I don't know how to meet somebody. So let's ask the question and see how everybody met people. 644-9850. Lee, how did you guys meet?
We met through a picture. I went to Hilbert College, and my husband now happened to be doing a basketball camp. He was asked to coach a basketball camp, and he'd never done one before. He had just gotten out of college, and he went into this office to meet with this guy, and he happened to know him. And there was a picture of my softball team in his office. And he was looking at the team, and he asked, you know, hey, who is this girl? And I just actually happened to be at school that day because I was doing stuff for school. And sure enough, he said, hey, she's here. Do you want to meet her? And he said, of course.
Gutsy.
And from there, we met, and we went on a date the next day. He proposed to me on an airplane. He got on the airplane speaker and said, you know, that he wants to marry me. It was kind of just, it was meant to be. It really was. He'd never done a camp before. I really wasn't supposed to be at school that day, but I was. It was during the summer. It was a story.
Summer loving had me a blast. No, not so much.
So from one picture, we inspired. Have... 20 years and 4 kids together.
Girl, that must have been some good-looking
picture. So this guy's just kind of catalog shopping on his friend's work wall.
Was your hair up or down?
My hair was down. I had to look good for pictures, of course.
Of course. Awesome. Yeah. That's a great story. I love that. Thanks for calling. Brittany, how did you guys meet?
I met my boyfriend in Las Vegas.
Okay. Got to tell me more.
So it was almost 4 years ago. My friends and I were in the pool, and... my one friend invited he and his friends to come hang out with us in the pool, and we just kind of hit off and really clicked and exchanged numbers and Facebook and whatnot. And when we both left Vegas, he's from Buffalo and I'm originally from Denver. So we just kind of kept talking and FaceTiming, and one thing led to another. And a year and a half ago, I moved to Buffalo to be with him.
Wow. My gosh. How do you like it here?
It's great.
Yeah.
It snows way too much, but...
Yeah.
Someone from Denver says it snows too much?
Can I just tell you, this winter was so sucky. Yeah. I hope next year's not so bad, because, this was a hard winter.
What day club were you at in Vegas, just if someone's going there? Which one has love?
We were at the Luxor.
Yeah. Okay.
Oh, yeah, that's a good one.
Pool.
That's an amazing
Nothing
pool.
Nothing bad about that.
I'm glad you called, and welcome to Buffalo. Marie, you're on Kiss 98.5. How did you guys meet?
I actually met my husband on Ted.
On Ted?
Tag.
I don't know Tag. Is that
Tag?
Not familiar with that one.
It was a dating app. It was popular probably about 8 years ago.
Okay.
They haven't done well.
yeah.
Well, they did well for her.
They did well for you.
I heard about it.
So was it like a Tinder type thing, or how did you get on Tag, and then how do you meet people?
It was kind of like a Tinder thing. It would be like if you liked them, you would like their picture, and then if they liked you back, they would send you a message. Types like that. I mean, he tried for, 2 years. We talked on and off. It wasn't really going nowhere. And then, we've been married 6 years now, so.
That's amazing.
Yes, it's going good, and we have 2 kids.
Welcome
Finally
to
went
Tagged.
Somewhere.
Tagged is the number one place to link up with new people, chill, and play games.
Wait,
with
is
over
it still a thing?
300 million users. So what makes
as
us different?
As far as I know, it's
yeah.
still,
wow.
still Look at this. A thing.
Right. Yes, it is very much a thing. Hello.
Huh.
Tell us, how did you guys meet?
I actually met my husband online. I was about to give up on the dating game, and this guy just popped up in my inbox, and he's my best friend. We got married in October. Our first date was in a Starbucks, as cliche as that is, and we spent 4 or 5 hours just talking, and it felt like 10 minutes. And I think it just goes to show that when you know, you know. And he is very possibly the best thing that's ever happened to me.
Oh, that's amazing.
What app were you online dating?
We actually met on OkCupid.
Okay.
OkCupid, okay. And yeah. And you liked that dating? I guess you'd love that dating app now, huh?
Yeah.
You hugged up a table at Starbucks for 5 hours?
I wonder if they were mad at them. Did you keep ordering stuff, or were you guys just sitting there?
Yeah, but we kept ordering because, you know, you don't want to take up the table. Yeah, exactly. Buying anything.
Yeah, but if you were... I was just going to say, you know when there's two people sitting at Starbucks and they're having that conversation, and there is such an eye force.
I sit right next to
there's
them.
Like an eye force field going on, and there's no breaking that eye force field that even somebody who would be a barista at Starbucks, they would never.
Listen in.
You can't break that eye force field.
Yeah. If I get that grad student out of their table for 2 hours.
I'm glad it all worked out for you. That's awesome, Emily. Alexia, how did you guys meet?
We met at Mitsua Chow's.
No way, Mr. Chow.
In the hallway?
The pink staircase?
No, actually, outside. So, long story short, my cousin had this friend that, you know, was me and my girlfriend, and then my cousin whose girlfriend is one of my friends, he was like, oh, is it okay if I bring my friend? And we're like, yeah, sure, the more the merrier. We're all outside meeting, and he turned around, and I swear it was like lights off, spotlight on him. And
That's
it. Yep.
Wow.
If it didn't happen in the stairwell, it didn't happen.
It didn't happen. So that's just like a little special place now.
That's cool. So you took the party from the street to the couches up there, or what did you guys do?
So, we just went inside, got some drinks, and played the game. It was fun.
What is your game, by the way, there? What do you like to play?
I like to play Pac-Man.
Yeah, I love Pac-Man. That's amazing. That's amazing when you lock eyes on somebody and you just, it's like, you know, it's like that movie scene or whatever they, you know, however they describe it. That's really cool. That's awesome. Thank you for calling. Amanda, you're up. How did you guys meet?
Good morning.
Hi.
We actually met in college.
Okay.
The first time I seen him, it was like I was having a great day, like hair, clothes, everything was coming together, but I came to class late. And it was like that movie montage moment where, like, I was, like, stepping all hard, but, like, it was in slow-mo. And, like, I saw him see me, and I saw him. And, like, I saw, like, the slow, like, whoa, blink. And then we had a fire drill.
Oh, no.
Well, before the fire drill, like, I sat in, like, the seat behind him, but over one. And, like, we just went ham on the teacher. Like, every question, me and him were, like, battling to answer the questions.
Oh, that's
so funny.
And,
like, no one else was getting an answer in work-wise.
Oh, that's amazing.
So we had a fire drill,
uh-huh.
And I walked out of the side of the building and walked all the way around the building and couldn't find a seat. And, like, right at the last minute, there was just a bench with only him on it.
Wow.
reading a newspaper. And I was like, can I sit here?
Reading a newspaper? Like, how is that possible?
Old school prop. That's fantastic.
Did he just grab it out of the
can? It's probably upside down. Don't worry about it.
It probably was.
Just doing it to impress the ladies.
Where would he have gotten this newspaper?
It was so adorable. We sat down and talked, found out we had a lot in common. We were both newly out of the military.
Nice.
You know, like, we had a lot of similarities, stuff we like to do or whatever. That was over 11 years ago. We have 2 kids. We're still together. Our first kid was actually born on Veterans Day.
No kidding. Thank you for your service. Wow. That's amazing. Who got a better grade in that class, just out of curiosity? Neither one.
He's an ultra super nerd, though, so, like, I'm not even going to pretend we probably had the same grade, but, I didn't get no F.
No, good. That's awesome. Thank you so much for calling. That's a great story.
I didn't get no F. That's
Crystal,
great.
You know what?
I love it.
Yeah, you just got to pass. Crystal, you're on Kiss 98.5. How did you guys meet?
Hi, good morning. I actually met my husband now on Facebook through one of my friend's posts. We had a lot of mutual friends, and we met outside of Facebook, and we literally locked eyes, and it was love at first sight. I never believed it beforehand, and within 2 months of us dating, he moved in, and we started dating February of 2018. We got married July 2018, and we've been together for over a year now.
Hold up. Time out. Was that a 1 year from dating to marry?
Oh, less than a year.
Less than a year.
My goodness.
That was a quickie.
Yeah, that's awesome. Look at you.
Hey, when you know, you know.
Yeah.
Exactly. Yeah.
Jeff, are you listening to this right now? Do you hear how quick they got married?
Not everybody's on the same timeline.
I'm just saying. I'm just, you know.
I'm 33 years old. I know what I want.
Yes,
you know
exactly.
Like,
you see?
Oh, you know.
Exactly, girl.
And he even gave my daughter my daughter his last name because she had my maiden name. And, you know, you don't find love like that very often.
No, listen, you're getting choked up and everything. You got a keeper. I like that. Well, thank
I
you.
Do.
That's amazing. Thank you for calling. That's a great story. Love.
I'm getting misty with all these stories.
Love.
Again, for
it's
my kids.
In the air.
Mommy and Daddy met at work. Okay. And it was...
For your kids, talk to Auntie Janet. She'll tell you the truth.
Yeah.
Lindsay, you're on Kiss 98.5.
Hi, good morning, guys.
Good morning. How did you guys meet?
So... I was on a date with one of my, you know, good girlfriends, and it was one of those, you know, oh, woe is me, I broke up with my boyfriend, boo-hoo kind of days. And I was up, I drove up from Erie, PA, where I was living at the time, and I met her in Lockport at Lock 34. It used to be called Taboo.
Yeah.
And there was this really cute guy. That was the bartender waiter. Now, this was a Wednesday at 4 p.m.
Okay.
So maybe not the same as Nick, like a 4 a.m.
But
4 p.m. Mm-hmm. And we just had this instant kind of love at first sight connection. And he was too nervous to come over and talk to me. So my girlfriend played wing woman. I went into the bathroom and I kind of counted to like 90 seconds, just kind of fluffed up my hair a little bit and came back out. And he had left his name and his phone number on a piece of receipt tape paper at my seat. And he stayed on the other side of the bar. He was washing the same glass over and over and over again. And so he wouldn't talk to me. So I was just, you know, having fun. And so I texted him and he finally came over and we went out that Saturday. And it was, you know, nonstop after that. But the only thing was he was living in Lockport. I was living in Erie. He had no car at the time. So he used to take a taxi from Lockport or the 44B bus from Lockport to downtown Buffalo, wait at the Greyhound station for hours at a time, and take the Greyhound from Buffalo to Erie to see me like every weekend for 9 months straight.
You must be very special. Like to take the 44B and then a Greyhound?
Listen, this girl knows how to fluff her hair in the bathroom.
Wow.
That was one heck of a fluff. Because she came out and that guy was not letting her go.
Like an Erie 12.
He was going to wash that glass until... he was going to wash that glass until that
He was a blast. And then we ended up moving to the Hotel Lafayette together. We were the first tenants in there.
Oh, were you? How do you like living there?
Well, so we actually moved 2 years ago out into Orchard Park, but we were there for 6 years, and we loved it.
Yeah.
We got to meet the artisans that were at the ground level when it was still dirt floors, and they were spraying the marble and the tiling, so
That's
they'd be
fun.
Working overnight, and we would go and chat with them, so we had a blast, and we ended up sharing all of our stories. We do a social media influencer stuff on this blog called Buffalo Lovebirds now. So we just have fun, like, sharing everything out there.
I've seen your account. I love your account. That's cool.
Listen, did this one-time hobo get a car, or what is the deal
this
now?
This one-time He was a bartender.
He got a car. Good.
He did. About 9 months after us dating, he
so cute.
Got his big boy job, and he just stepped up his game. I didn't have to do, it was just one of those things where you knew that you were right for each other and you wanted to be better for one another. And he just, I don't know, he just needed love and guidance. And he just blossomed. And
that's amazing.
Taboo.
I love that. Thank you for calling. I hope if you're listening right now and you're not in one of these situations and you're wondering, how do you get there? I think it's good to hear how other people met. So you just kind of, you know, maybe shift the perspective a little bit. So you're kind of got the mindset. Instead of saying what you don't have, say what you do have.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.